From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, a group of persons treat golden ages to an old-time Christmas. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
The Golden Age Home was officially opened in 1985 and is home to over 460 residents who are no strangers to being treated to a good time. The home facilitates events such as sports days, fairs, and days out, and each December, employees get together to treat the residents. This year at the home, the air was filled with scenes of Christmas past. The theme for this year was old-time Christmas, and the team pulled out all the stops in performing skits, organizing old-time activities, and even facilitating a Junkanoo parade. General Manager Laurette Adams-Thomas says the event is anticipated by employees and residents alike.
As a part of the theme for old-time Christmas, what we also did was to have different departments within the home, employees, and they would perform for the resident.
Mrs. Adams-Thomas set aside her manager's hat and played the role of an old-time granny, much to the enjoyment and applause of her audience. The staff treated all residents to fun, food, and gifts.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
One of the residents, Leiford Fairclough, was thrilled with the experience.
It was so marvelous. I can't complain. And all the residents were so all right. Many of them enjoyed themselves, so did I.
And who says Santa only gives gifts to children? Mr. Fairclough was grateful for his bag of goodies received from jolly old St. Nick.
We get our goodies from Santa Claus. I get underpants, I get marina, I get cologne, I get comb, I get toothbrush. I can't remember some of them.
He expressed thanks on behalf of all the residents to the home for a job well done.
I thank her for it and all the staff of the Golden Age Home.
The home also opened its doors to members of the community. Children were treated to a ride on the Ferris wheel, bouncer boat, and there was even a clown, although they weren't too happy with the Junkanoo parade. Over 80 children were anticipated and all 80 received gifts. Other community members enjoyed the festivities and got free blood sugar and pressure checks at the mini health booth. The home also facilitates a self-sufficiency program where residents make their own craft items for sale.
In addition to the Christmas, what we did, we incorporated also a craft market because we have a self-sufficiency program that is ongoing. And we had a number of items that we wanted persons to purchase as a part of this self-sufficiency program.
The booths were set up so that persons entering the compound could view and purchase items such as clothing and jewelry.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
The Golden Age Home is the largest of its kind in the Caribbean, offering residents psychosocial and physical therapy, as well as spiritual and medical service as part of its daily activities. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy, so no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Imagine a rugged landscape, lush forests, springs and cascading waterfalls, evidence of the pristine surroundings of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains, the location that centuries ago became the territory of the Windward Maroons and national heroine Queen Nanny, which earned Jamaica its first World Heritage property in July 2015.
Partner with us in safeguarding this distinctive heritage of Jamaica and the world. Contact Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust at 960-2848 or blueandjonquilmountains.org. Brought to you by the Ministry of Youth and Culture and UNESCO Cluster Office.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.